evening, everyone. This is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, being ambidextrous here on the Tuesday night More Hearts Than Talent Mindset Call. While I'm on the Mindset Call, we also are Periscoping live, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Dick Clem, welcome to Periscope. Hi, everyone. Welcome to great to have you on this evening's call. I want to thank my exceptional friend and collaborator, Alexis Romano, for assisting me with a world-class event this Saturday in New Jersey. That was Saturday, November 7th, with Susan Sly, and Susan absolutely received stellar reviews, as did Alexis. I want to let Alexis know that is the finest I've ever seen Alexis deliver her message. For those of you who were there, it was one of the greatest events I've ever participated in, along with the great Mark Victor Hansen. We will be bringing that event to Newark, New Jersey, March 19th, 2016. Alexis, myself, and Dr. Joe Dispenza, along with C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, Don Ferrantino, and a whole host of other exceptional inspirational and entrepreneurial speakers, and we'll be hosting several events in 2016. Hi, Abby from New Hampshire. Great to have you on the call, and great to see you this weekend. So if you're relatively new to Periscope, welcome, and I'm also conducting this call live on the Tuesday night More Hearts and Talent Mindset Call. This call is officially being recorded and will be available for playback tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. In the background is my good friend, Mr. David Harris. David took a trek up to Truckee, California today. That is North Lake Tahoe, where he went up and inaugurated the process of restoration of my 1958 Chris Craft. So David is riding shotgun on the stagecoach with me here on the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I have some great content for you tonight on the millionaire factor. But before I do that, I'm going to move right into a little inspiration tonight. November 14th, that is this weekend, this is my fifth annual Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. So that is going to be a fabulous event. We have 24 participants for this year's event. If you have come to Breakthroughs to Success or coached with me, and have ever wondered what the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop is, it is my signature event for those who want to really take your brand to the next level. For those of you who want to enhance your ability to write a book, deliver effective keynotes, whether they're speeches or at meetup groups or wherever it is for your team, your whoever it is, it's going to be a great way to really take your inspiration to the next level. If you're serious about writing your first book, we cover it at that event. We also do live videos. We give you insight on how to really take your brand to the next level. On November 21st, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. That event will be standing room only. December 5th, Long Island, New York. That will be a fabulous event. Don Ferrantino is going to be speaking with me at that event. December 10th and 11th will be 10th, 11th, and 12th will be Breakthroughs to Success, the last breakthroughs of the calendar year 2015. And then my last speaking engagement of 2015 will be Marina Del Rey with Tara Romano. That will be a fabulous event for those of you who are serious in taking your game to the next level. January 13th, we now are selling tickets to the Millionaire Blueprint in Dallas, Texas. That is a Wednesday from 12 to 4. Tickets are available. So if you want to purchase a ticket to the Millionaire Blueprint to really launch the calendar year 2016, has a nice ring to it, 2016, they are available. I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, January 23rd with C.G. Siddons. That is going to be a fabulous event in the Ritz-Carlton right there on the boardwalk. January 30th at present is an open date. February 6th, Columbia, South Carolina with Jennifer Trinkner and Carlotta Davis. February 13th is Philadelphia. And then February 27th, Clark, New Jersey with Don Ferrantino. And then we will have standing room only for that event. We have room for about 300 people at that event. So we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, with the exception of this last message. If you are seeking to become a life coach, a health coach, a business coach, or you have a team that you want to coach, you really want to take your coaching skills to the next level, I've just recently created a product with well over 20 modules of recorded audio and downloadable video products. It has workbooks, it has PowerPoints, it has a whole host of benefits and features that will really assist you to understand the inner game of coaching. Now, whether you want to take your coaching business to the next level as a professional coach, or you want to be able to coach a team and direct your team on how to effectively go to the next level, and this product is absolutely will assist you with that. If you're already a successful coach but don't know how to reach the next level in growing your practice, I'm offering a free training course that will assist you with creating a foundation to your coaching enterprise, how to generate leads, call them, how to ask questions in a sequence, and how to teach any coaching skill to a place where you can monetize it, whether it's in a team or as your own business. If you're in direct sales or network marketing, this course will also give you great insight on how to coach your team. You can go directly to jeffreycombscertifiedcoaching.com. That's J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, jeffreycombscertifiedcoaching.com, to enroll in this free downloadable video course. And with that, we're going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Now, I brought a little special surprise for you from my own private collection. For those of you on Periscope, here's one of my favorite books. This is an original mint condition 1955 Think and Grow Rich. Now, for those of you ever had the opportunity to spend any time in my house, I have a very, very large library. And if you're going to be a millionaire, a decamillionaire, a billionaire, or someone of influence or affluence, leaders are readers. And the more that you're able to read, skim books, read books, or be able to educate yourself in free enterprise, personal development, self-improvement, sales, branding, any multitude of situations, if you ever come to my house, I have multiple thousands of books. I have custom bookcases made of bird's eye maple filled with inspiration and the type of inspiration that will allow you to take your game to the next level. Now, here's one of my real gems. This is one of my most classic pieces of inspiration. For those of you who are not on Periscope, what I have in my hand is a mint condition 1908 Ralph Waldo Trine In Tune with the Infinite. This is a real classic. I do also have this on paperback, but this book really assists you to understand how to receive from infinite intelligence. Napoleon Hill occasionally mentions Ralph Waldo Trine as one of his mentors. Now, that's a mint condition version of In Tune with the Infinite. As a millionaire or a person of influence and affluence, as you start to create profit from the comfort of your home or your businesses, having a library is a key component. I also have multiple books, and I'm going to walk right over to one of my bookshelves right here, and I'm going to show you all of the books I have on money. I have multiple books that show you how to create money. Here's The Millionaire Mind, Millionaire Next Door, How to Think Like a Millionaire, and here's one of my favorite books right here that will assist you. This is called Millionaire Mind by Stanley. So each and every Tuesday night, I'm going to share with you some of the books and some of the content that I skim and read. Now, I typically do not read a book in personal development cover to cover. I am a skimmer. Someone's asked me, are my books in alphabetical order? No, they are not. They are in an order of shortest to the tallest. I keep my books in multiple sections. I have all my money books in one section. I have well over 200 books that reference money and investing, how to create wealth from the comfort of your home, and the laws that govern money, the spiritual laws of money, and many, many other situations that allow me to understand numismatic law, the laws that govern money. Now, if you are in the process of becoming successful, you must understand this. If you own a business, you must be able to create profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. That is money after taxes. That is after expenses. That is what you learn to live on. And if you desire to become a millionaire from the comfort of your home, and the reason that's important important, the comfort of your home. It means you have very low overhead. You're not renting an office, you're not renting a commercial property, and you're not tied to a lease. Typically, any kind of commercial property requires a 3 to 5 year lease, a big down payment, and oftentimes a build out. You can be upside down before you even start. That's one of the greatest values of being able to have a business from the comfort of your home. Now, I right now am in my boardroom. My boardroom is actually a converted bedroom at the end of my house. I live in about a 90-year-old white stucco house, red tile roof that I have rehabbed over about a 16-year career. So my commute is 30 seconds. That's from my bedroom, which is upstairs, to my boardroom downstairs on the east wing of my house. I live on about an acre and a half in beautiful Northern California, about 2 blocks from the oldest college in California, University of Pacific. I live in a dog walking neighborhood that has very little traffic. It's very peaceful and a very productive place to produce from. And if you desire to become a millionaire, you must have this: the habits, the mindset, and the belief of a millionaire. The habits, the mindset, and the belief. Now, mindset and belief are very similar, but you also must be able to do this. The next component is the skills. And the skills are the most important component of that process, because you must have the skills of the vocation. If you're a real estate investor, a real estate agent, if you're a mortgage broker, if you're a network marketer, a direct sales superstar, if you're creating intellectual property online, or you are creating branded material, then you have to have the skills of the vocation. One of the most important skills is your ability to articulate your feelings into words, meaning your ability to be able to state what you feel in a condensed version so you're not doing a lot of talking. A key skill in being an entrepreneur is the ability to ask questions in a sequence. That means you're able to move a conversation to a result or move a conversation away from you. And the more you understand how to create this kind of content, you're able to also create on demand, meaning that you can sit down at a keyboard and without doing a lot of analyzing, thinking, getting ready to get ready, you're able to create on demand. That means you're able to sit at the type at your computer, your laptop, or your phone, and without doing a lot of processing, analyzing, or thinking, you're able to create on demand, meaning articulate your feelings into word, in content, in post, in blogs, in chapters, in paragraphs, in stories, in advertising, to be able to brand your message to the next level. Now, right there is my friend, Mr. David Harris, who's taking a picture of me periscoping. And another key component of being a business owner is FUN. If what you're doing is not FUN, then it's PAIN. Now, this is one of the most important components of this process, the transition. If what you're doing you perceive to be painful, then you will spend a great deal of your time avoiding that process. The skills you learn are what are going to take you to the land of promise. Fun, what does fun mean? It means that it's pleasure. And if what you're not doing is pleasure and it's painful, then you will spend a great deal of your time avoiding that situation. And you have to have a definite of purpose. Once again, this comes right out of this book right here, Think and Grow Rich. Now, for those of you who see this on Periscope, I have found this book online a couple of times, own several copies of that book. I just, for those of you listening in, I just held up a 1955 mint condition version of Think and Grow Rich. I originally bought that book in 1988, have my original version, have it completely yellowed out. I've read it, skimmed it, highlighted it on multiple occasions. Think and Grow Rich speaks about this definite of purpose. What does that mean? It means purpose-driven. It means it knows who you are and you know what your purpose is. It also means if you desire to become a millionaire, live the good life, then you must be able to do this. Have clearly defined short-term goals. When you were 10 years old, 14 years old, 18 years old, 22 years old, 26 years old, and 30 years old, and you may be younger than that, then you also must have clearly defined short-term goals. Clearly defined short-term goals is you have to be able to be clear and have a definite of purpose of the outcome that you seek. The skills that you master are the skills of your business. What does that mean? If you own a network marketing direct sales business, then you have to be able to create leads. That's number one. Number two, you have to be able to have a way to convert the leads. Number three, you have to be able to have a way to not only convert the leads, but have a system system, once that lead joins you, that you can put that person into a system that inoculates them into the culture of your enterprise. Once you're in that situation, you want to be able to spend your time mentoring and modeling people, showing them how they can go from where they are to where they can create results and live the good life. The more you understand this process, the less you will spend time getting ready to get ready. What are the habits of a millionaire? Well, that's entirely up to how you interpret that. But I'll give you my interpretation of the habits are. There's two situations you're going to do as you live life. You're going to produce and you're going to relax. But if you attempt to produce in anxiety, you will spend a great deal of your time getting ready to get ready. But if you learn how to produce in a relaxed state, you're not overwhelmed, you're not anxious, then you are ITF, in the flow. In the flow means you're in the hands-free zone. I have a book right here that will give you great insight on this. I have a book called Exploring the Zone. This is a very, very awesome book written by Larry Miller, who is a professional golf coach. Also, James Redfield, who wrote The Celestine Prophecy. This is one of the best books that I've ever read. It's called Exploring the Zone. Now, that is an excellent book because that breaks down this. If you're going to be a successful business owner, an entrepreneur, a millionaire, you want to be able to understand this, spontaneous excellence. What does that mean? Creation on command, creation on demand. Command and demand. And for you to be exceptional in your process of being an entrepreneur, you have to have a command of the situation. Your objective is not to control your emotions. Your objective is to let go of the emotions that no longer serve you and start to, as an emotional being, you want to spend less time in the emotion of anxiety, specifically in overwhelm. If you're an addicted over-obligator and you spend a great deal of your time getting ready to get ready, then you'll burn your most valuable commodity of an exceptional business owner, that is time. Time must be converted into a result, time into profit, time into money, time into collaboration, time into prosperity, reciprocity, and all the other situations that start to allow you feel good about yourself as you deliver service and value. The more valuable you become, the more you can command in the free enterprise. The more value that you're able to deliver, as you start to raise your value ladder, you can start to command more for your services, products, benefits, and features. But if your time is not valuable, then there's a high probability that you will waste and or burn your most valuable commodity, time. 86,400 seconds in every single day, 1,440 minutes. And if you don't deem that valuable, then you will burn it. So let's take a look at what you get compensated for. You're going to get compensated not for time, but for the value of your time. You can devote 8 hours a day to your craft, but if what you do is not effective, then you probably didn't gain a lot of ground. I did an event this weekend where I consistently asked the audience to move 6 inches forward. 6 inches forward twice was 1 foot. 6 inches forward two more times was 2 feet. 6 inches forward the third time, twice, was 3 feet. That means 3 feet from goal. That means the centrifugal force, the constant movement, moving forward and toward your vision, allows you to create momentum. Momentum creates synergy. Synergy creates the compounded effect. Without the compounded effect, there is no movement. And if you're not developing the reflexes, the dexterity, the reflexes, the dexterity, you're able to adapt and adjust to a situation at hand, living in the solution, creating results, then you're going to be static in your energy. Your energy must be infectious, charismatic, where people feel you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. They sense your sense of urgency. And in your sense of urgency, you must be relaxed in it. But if you're frantic and frenetic and you're overwhelmed and anxious and you're like this and you drop your right shoulder and your left shoulder and you're very anxious and you're overwhelmed, it's going to affect your ability to have the tone of your voice. Your tone of your voice dictates how well you are heard, also how well you are felt. When you're very relaxed and you're coming from that state of a relaxed urgency, you're coming from a relaxed state of being, people feel you differently. But when you're in poverty consciousness, when you're overwhelmed, when you're in lack and scarcity, people feel your desperation. And your desperation is not inspiration, but when you're inspired, you have a sense of purpose, you feel comfortable with who you are, you're in that that process of being the person you know you deserve to be, then the way you start to master your emotions also dictate how quickly you can master the skills. What you're doing is new. It's not difficult. What you're doing is relevant. But if what you're not doing is not taking you to the land of promise, it's going to take you to the land of desperation. And then you're going to live the greatest pain, the pain of regret. You want to be able to live the pleasure of success. The pleasure of success creates a different kind of energetic emotional vibration. It puts you in the law of alignment, begins to attract the people and situations that will fulfill your purpose. When you're not purpose-driven, you're going to be in desperation. When you're in desperation, you'll attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill a neurochemical dependency that you've created, which leads to disappointment. As you begin to let go of what you try to control that keeps you in control of being out of control, then you continue to do the same thing over and over and be and stay disappointed. That is habitual. When you start to let go of the events that shape your feelings and you start to have a different sense of purpose, you'll begin to attract people and situations that begin to align with you. Hence the term, they show up. Leads are a way of life. Any business owner understands the value of leads. Not only leads, but leads being a way of life, meaning you are a lead generator, a lead creator. There's thousands, hundreds, millions of ways to create a lead, and leads are going to be your responsibility. Leads cannot be taught. Leads must be experienced. To be experienced at leads, there's a repetition and experience that must be created, meaning risk for reward. As you're driving down a freeway, there's always going to be leads to the left and right in you. As cars pass you by, there's going to be phone numbers on those trucks. So on those phone numbers in your trucks, those are, you can memorize some of those, especially when there's an 800 number, 888 number. It means there's only 7 digits that you memorize. As you begin to memorize numbers, this becomes a skill, you can then call those people. That's just one situation that you can call a lead. I mean, there are thousands of ways to create a lead. That is your responsibility. Facebook and LinkedIn are two of my favorite ways in today's world to create a lead. I like to write posts. I like to brand. I like to attract people to my circle of influence. I like to attract qualified leads. Qualifying lead is also a skill of a millionaire. It becomes a habit. Leads are the lifeblood of your business, and it must unequivocally become habitual, a habit, and a skill. Skills and habits sometimes bleed together. So if you desire to create $1 million in a calendar year, or you desire to have a net worth of $1 million, both of those components can come together. There's only 1/20% of America that have a net worth of $1 million. That's a situation called the law of the few. The average millionaire in America comes from owning a small business. And if you're a business owner, you must be very skilled at creating those leads, and then there's a lead conversion. Meaning, once you start to understand the inner game of lead generation, prospecting, asking, sorting, sifting, qualifying people for your products, benefits, features, service, and dreams, once you start to understand that inner game, the game changes. It's a mindset shift, and you start to adapt and adjust to the way people communicate. Now, when you become an effective listener, if you're right-handed, that means that you should be very skilled at listening with your left ear. You want to be able to lean in, just to lean in a little, so you can hear in your inner ear what's being said and what's being meant. The more you understand what's meant, which is a skill, the less likely you are to take a situation personally. What they mean, not what they say, says Krista Preci in La Jolla, California. Welcome to the call tonight, Krista. Because you are an exceptional coach, you understand that inner game. For those of you on tonight's call, like Joe Casaza, who is in Iowa, who's my brother from another mother, and that's mind-blowing numbers and honored to be in this group. Thank you very much. For those of you on Periscope this evening, you're starting to understand that the more you have repetition and experience without an expectation, the more you practice repetition and experience, that's when you start to develop the reflex of the process. The reflexes means you're able to adapt and adjust relatively quickly. Now, if you are overwhelmed or you grew up with passive-aggressive people in your circle of influence, you have challenges articulating your feelings into words, and you will have this. This is a gap and a delay. This is typically what happens in your neurological network, a gap and a delay in your communication style, meaning that you check out. This is where the term comes from. That's what often happens. One of my clients said to me that she was a very skilled business, or she was very skilled as a sales representative in a corporation. However, in her own business, she froze up in a conversation. Someone asked her what she did. Here's what I suggested. When someone says, what do you do for a career? What is it that you do? You'd state, I'm an entrepreneur, a small business owner from the comfort of my home. I'm a health and wellness coach or a success coach looking for people who want to change the quality of their life. Would that be you? That's when you turn a question into a question. You see, you have a stated purpose, and you're able to deliver that message by articulating your feelings into words relatively quickly. You have to practice the art of communicating and connecting, small talk, fact-finding, and rapport building. These are some of the skills required to be an exceptional business owner one day at a time over a long career, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. That is required for the process. Now, if you have ever been to college or have a college degree, your first 2 years of college, you accumulated 60 credit hours. If you went to a junior college, that was an associate art degree. Now, that degree in today's world might cost you anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 for those first 2 years. See, in our education does not cost us. Our education, we create profit. That means money after taxes, money after expenses. And if you're going to be a millionaire, here's what a value of a day is worth. A day of your time is worth $3,000. $3,000 times 7 days a week is $21,000 a week, times four is $84,000 a month. It equals out to a little over $1 million, the value meaning $3,000 a day. The more you understand, the more you understand the value of your time and the value of your service, you won't give so much of away by getting ready to get ready. Now, the more you understand this, conceptualization into creation. You have to be able to conceptualize and create. That means a vision of your future. You have to be able to see out in the horizon line. That means on the horizon line, you can see right out there. The horizon line is as far as the eye can see. Your mind sight is what you can see out there. Your mindset's what's in your right brain here. This is your belief, your determination. You will not be denied. And your vision has to have a vision of your future, but also clearly defined short-term goals that will lead you to creating a compounded effect. And success isn't so much about what you do, but what you do daily. Someone has asked me, am I a millionaire? Many times over, based on one day at a time, creating habits, skills, and mindset of what a millionaire does. Now, if you are committed to doing that, living a good life, and you want to be able to have that distinction, that saying that I created $1 million in one calendar year, it starts tonight with having millionaire habits, millionaire skills, millionaire mindset. Now, here's something you start to not only conceptualize, but something you start to integrate. When you take conceptualization to integration, then it becomes a habit. But when you conceptualize without integrating it, then it's a wish. You cannot wish yourself to success. Now, the more you understand this, the more you really get in the game. The game is a batter's box. I'm going to show you what that means. It means right here in my hand is an official Duke Snyder bat. Duke Snyder played for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Los Angeles Dodgers and eventually wound up his career with the New York Mets. This bat is a 1958 Duke Snyder Louisville Slugger. So what does that mean? It means that you have to get in the batter's box. And so this is the bat handle. That means you got to be able to not have the bat on your shoulder. The bat has to be off your shoulder, and you have to be prepared to take your swings and take your cuts. That means you have to have dexterity, flexibility. You have to be relaxed. You have to be able to moment. And as a prospector, you virtually have to be able to hit what you cannot see. That means you have to be able to relax and release, and you have to have flexibility. And do you see what I mean? And when you start to understand this, then you can begin to let go. Letting go is also a millionaire skill, meaning that you don't hold on to the past, you don't hold on to situations, you don't get attached to people, and you understand what you get compensated for. You get compensated for being in a constant state of motion creating results. You get compensated for developing leaders. You get compensated for attracting people to your circle of influence who want to model you or be mentored by you. But when you get overwhelmed and over-obligated and you create a false sense of responsibility and you get overwhelmed about the possibility of someone joining your team, joining your circle of influence, and you start to create anxiety about you mentoring them or you failing them, well, then you are already taking yourself out of the game before you even start. But as you begin to let go and you start to have clearly defined goals, you start to have a why bigger than your problems, you start to let go of the stories that keep you saying the same thing over and over, when you become a leader and a leader grower, as someone just put here on Periscope, then the whole game changes. When you start to have innovation and creativity, when you start to understand what you get paid for and what you do daily, then the game changes. Now, someone mentioned my cards. So I also have affirmation cards. Affirmation cards, and you should have a deck of your own. You can also write your own affirmations. Affirmations are what you speak to declare. Affirmations are to affirm. I developed my own deck of cards called More Heart Than Talent Affirmation Cards. I use them daily early in my career. These are some of them right here. That means to state, to affirm. And the more you understand to state and to affirm, this one says, I love myself, I deserve to receive it all. So as you begin to have clearly defined goals, if you begin to affirm over and over, your belief is your sense of certainty. Your disbelief is your anxiety about what you cannot control. When you have a belief, a sense of certainty, you start to solidify the foundation that you are building your enterprise in. When you live in disbelief, meaning not, you live in doubt. Doubt keeps your foot on the boat and your foot on the dock, and it doesn't keep you in solid ground. Your foundation that you live on, that's your belief. Your belief is also your sense of purpose. It's what drives you. It's what inspires you. It's what keeps you in the game long enough to master the skills, habits, and the mindset. And if you do not have clearly defined whys, and your why doesn't make you cry, then there's a high probability that you're not really passionate enough about the process to ever learn the skills to stay in the game long enough. On a daily basis, I ask a large percent of my clients that I coach, what is your why? What are your clearly defined goals? Why did you start a business? And if you go, I started a business to get out of debt. I started a business to buy my parents a house. I started a business for freedom. I started a business to travel. Well, there's no articulation. There's no feeling. There's no passion. There's no emotion in that situation. But when you begin to let go of that kind of control, you start to have that edge, that edgy edge, that edge that you have, that grind in your teeth, that grind that says that grit, that sand that says, I will not be denied. When you come from that place of power, then you're no longer in force. But if you try and force yourself to do what you perceive to be painful, all you're going to do is create a counterforce. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to get exhausted. It's going to affect your adrenal system, your lymphatic system. And you're going to end up in overwhelmed. And if you continue to do that, you will never get to the land of promise. People ask me frequently, how do I make the transition? I've been in this thing. I've been in this business. I've been in this job. And your business is not a job. Many of you call your business a job. I mean, it's not a job. It's free enterprise. Free enterprise allows you to create and attract what the free market will bear. You must take pride in your business. If you're a millionaire, you have a corporation. You have an S-Corp, a C-Corp. You have an LLC, an LLP. You have a structured business. You have an EIN, an employee identification number. It means you're actually in business. You're in free enterprise. You're not a sole proprietor. If you're a sole proprietor, you're not really incorporated. You're not really in business. You're not structured. You don't have an environment. You don't have an accountant. You don't have people in your circle of influence. You're not really in business. You should be able to create enough money relatively soon that you have a personal assistant that does a lot of the situations that do not serve you. As you start to achieve your first $250,000, $500,000, you unequivocally will have to outsource situations that do not serve you. A key habit of a millionaire is delegation. I have two full-time employees, two part-time assistants, and I delegate everything out I possibly can that does not serve me, that costs me time. And the more you understand that, someone just said, I desire to be free and operate in purpose. That's one of my affirmations. You unequivocally can create that. But if you take a look at the calendar right now, there's less than 60 days in the calendar year. It's all she wrote. It's the end of the era. It's the death of 2015. 2016 is right around the corner. If you want to change the way you've been changing, then it's simple discipline practice one day at a time, beginning tonight. The word COMMITT. COMMITT. What does that word spell? Commit. COMMITT. The past tense of it is COMMITTED. If you have a pen, my favorite pen, that's P-E-N, not P-I-N, my favorite pen is a blue Sharpie. Have it right here, piece of white paper. So, I mean, this is a simple skill. It means I'm going to sit right down here, COMMITT. COMMITTED, commit, committed, DECIDE, decide, decided, DECIDED, I am, right underneath it. Now that's an affirmation right there. I am committed, I commit, I decide, I decided. I will not be denied. I have spent many nights at my desk in small apartments, lost in the sauce of free enterprise. I was at one time $100,000 in credit card debt. I've been in several business ventures where either I failed or the venture failed me. I chose startup companies at numerous times that went out of business. I've said at times when I didn't have a desk, I had a table. My desk was a table. I bought it at World Market for about $100. The chairs wobbled. I've been in situations like that. I had the old time phones, the kind that had a cord phone, the kind that you pushed the buttons like this. I've had those before. I've prospected with those before there were headsets. Yes, I've been around many, many years. Here's some of the products I sold. I've sold the incredible NutriCookie in a company called Nutrition for Life back in the day, a company that blew up in your stomach. It was an appetite suppressant, chocolate, peanut butter, or fruit-flavored cookie. I've sold shark cartilage. Sharks don't get cancer. That was in the Kevin Trudeau era at one point in my career. I mean, I've been around a long time. I've sold leads. I was in a company once that Leeds was our company. I sold tax strategies, long distance, phone cards, a whole multitude of situations, soy products before whey protein was ever popular. I've sold appetite suppressant, homeopathic, all natural, fruit flavored jelly beans that actually suppressed your appetite. So I have seen some many, many interesting situations. But if you are in a company right now and you have a belief in your company, you know you're in the right place at the right time, or you own your own company from the comfort of your home, you have products and service and value, and you really feel good about where you're going, then you're in the right place at the right time. But if you're getting ready to get ready, you're procrastinating, you're processing, you're trying to figure it out, then at some point in the next few minutes, next few hours, or next few days, you must G-I-G, get in the game. You have to J-F-I-D. I'll let you figure out that acronym. J-F-I-D. You have to just do it. I mean, you have to be able to overcome your anxieties about the outcome and produce the results that are created. And here's what you're going to find out. People are going to ask you one day how you succeeded, and you're going to say, you know, I really don't know. I stayed in the game long enough until I figured it out. What does it mean? It means that once you break through, you're not going to be able to explain it. You're going to have to experience it. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, you do know what I'm talking about. It means that you can't actually explain what happened to you, but at some point you cross the bridge. You cross the bridge where you said, I will not be denied. I will do whatever is required for me to stay in the game long enough. Now, there's a song by Garth Brooks called Rodeo, and there's a quote in that song that says, he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. What does that mean? It means he was willing to give up everything he owned to stay in the game long enough to win the gold buckle. It's the white and the knuckle, the gold and the buckle to win the next go-round. It's boots and chaps and cowboy hats. It's spurs and a latigo. What it means the love of the game. If you don't love the game, then you actually will avoid it. You must unequivocally love this game. And what I'm conveying to you, it's not the love of money. It's the love of the game. It's the playing the game. It's the competitive edge. You have to have that competitive edge. If you don't have that edge, if you don't have that grit, you don't have that sand, if you're passive, you're over-obligated, you're overwhelmed, it ain't going to happen. If you live in your left brain and you're in your head, you're a processor, analyzer, thinker, people-pleaser, you're going to have challenges making it to the next level. This isn't something you figure out. This is something you practice. This is not only something you practice, this is something you become. You have to have that grind that edge that says, man, I will not be denied. It must bother you to be average. It must piss you off to be average. And if you suck, it must really start to affect you. You can't continue to do what you do and get what you want doing what you're doing right there. It must start to affect you. It must bother you to be stuck. You must really start to take a look at yourself in the mirror. And see, when you can tap into that kind of anger, that's a different kind of anger. That's not resentment. That means you're angry at yourself for being average. It's not misplaced anger. If you have unresolved anger and you blame someone else for your circumstances, well, that's misplaced anger. If you hold on to unresolved anger from past events, from people violating you, I can relate to that. I've been there before. But when you get angry at yourself, it's a different kind of energy. Because when you can channel that kind of anger, that can become passion. See, that's the edge that you require. That's the I will not be denied. That's where it begins to bother you. It bothers you how average you are. It bothers you where you live. I once lived in a little apartment. I'll never forget this. It was over on a city golf course here in Stockton, California, right off I-5 freeway. It was very close to that place in every city called The Hood. And right across the street from me, even though I lived in a gated community, yeah, right across the street was a 7-Eleven, and right across the street was a gas station. It was frequented by prostitutes and heroin dealers right across the street from me. You opened the door to that apartment, and that living room also served as a kitchen. The bathroom door had a pocket door in it. It was about all she wrote, about $400 a month back in 1992 and 1993, and I was absolutely in the tank, I-T-T, in the tank. Now, I had a couple months where I made $15,000 to $18,000, and it all fell apart. The company I was in changed their pay plan, and it was all she wrote. It was the end of the era. It was the death of that ego. I thought I was about to reach the land of promise. My company had also promised me a expense bonus of $2,000 a month, and I found out that even though I hit the bonus plan, they changed the pay plan the month I did, and I never got that bonus plan. I've been through a lot of disappointments. I've been discouraged. I've actually quit a couple times. I went back and got a job and realized I just didn't have what it took to have a job. I would wait tables, and I wouldn't consider waiting tables a job. I consider that a profession that I could monetize while I was in the process of learning how to become an entrepreneur. My journey was not an overnight journey to become a millionaire. It took me about 8 years full-time in free enterprise in a different era of network marketing and direct sales. Any one of you on tonight's call can do it in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. Any one of you tonight's call can unequivocally have your first seven-figure year in the next 24 months, provided you do this. You have the skills, habits, and mindset of a professional in your vocation. Provided you have dedicated blocks of time that you dedicate to honing your skills in the craft that you've chosen to become successful in. Provided you become a person of influence and affluence and become very skilled at leading other people. Your paychecks are going to be a direct reflection of who you mentor, who you attract, and who you develop. And if you're in a leveraged business, you must learn to be a leader grower. You must be a leader attractor. Your paycheck is going to be a direct reflection of who and what you attract. But if you're overwhelmed and anxious, it'll have a big deterrent in who and what you attract. If you come from joy, love, bliss, enlightenment, encouragement, empathy, you empathize with your teammates, if you come from those situations, then that situation will allow you to change your attractor factor. Who you are being, Krista said on on Periscope. Like, who are you being? It's not when you write it down a to-do list, you also should write down your to-be list. Who are you being today? And when you're in the present, when you're in the moment, when you're in the hands-free zone, when you're in this place, this is where you can create spontaneous excellence. And when you can come from that place, that will unequivocally change what you attract. As you begin to change what you attract, whole situation changes. This is what it means. They, I'm writing this out in a blue Sharpie, show up. So when you have this, they show up. When they show up, what does that mean? That is a phenomenon. It means it's phenomenal, but a phenomenon that can be explained, it's synchronicity. It means a meaningful coincidences. Through the energetic vibrations that you begin to transmute, as you learn to move out of your left brain, you learn to be more in your right brain, and you let go of what's going on up here in the anxiety, and you start to move down here from your heart down into the lower portion of your body where you can transmute a different level of energy. As you begin to transmute that type of energy, and you bring that from belief, from compassion, from passion, from empathy, from love, from joy, and from enlightenment, you bring that kind of energy. The empathy means you can identify with the people that you're starting to attract. Sympathy, you might sympathize with people, but you have to be able to empathize with them. It means you relate to them. Your relatability is a byproduct of what you will attract. When you start to live in faith and you let go of anxiety, you begin to change what you attract. They begin to do this. They begin to show up. As people begin to show up, once again, that's a phenomenon. And most importantly, you do this. I expect. E-X-P-E-C-T. I expect. See, when I expect, that's a whole different situation. I expect. When you begin to expect people to show up, they begin to show up. When you expect the parking space to be open for you in front of the restaurant, that parking space is always there. So these are habits, skills, and mindset of an exceptional entrepreneur. You have to learn how to run a business. If you're going to be a millionaire, a deca-millionaire, that a deca is 10. If you're going to be a millionaire or a deca-millionaire or a billionaire, then you have to unequivocally learn the habits, skills, and mindset of that vocation. The number one habit you want to start to master is a day. A day of your time is value time. The more you begin to value your time, the less likely you are to give your time away. Also, a key skill is your service. Your customer service skills should be exceptional. You should be able to return phone calls, return emails, return messages. You want to do it in relatively quickly. Your service must be exemplary. Your customer service skills must stand alone. Your business should be absolutely rock solid in your customer service skills. There isn't anything that a customer hates worse than not getting a return phone call. If you ever buy anything from me, you ever call me, send me a Facebook message or an email, I do my best to personally respond to you within a few hours, not 24 hours, a few hours, less than an hour, a few minutes if possible. You also, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you must learn to be do this. This is your left hand, your right hand. You must be ambidextrous. You must be able to be a multitasker. You must be able to do many situations at one time effectively. The more effective you are with how the dexterity you have, the reflexes you have, how flexible you become, you're able to adapt and adjust to a situation. When you get up from your desk and you walk to your kitchen, look for everything you can possibly pick up at one time. Learn, teach yourself to do as much as you can. Organize your life. If you are not organized, then you're unorganized. There's many moving parts to being a millionaire. If you don't master the moving parts of success, you'll never master the moving parts of money. Money is a discipline. The more you understand how to create the people that you can collaborate with to create money, you'll begin to change what you attract. Your attractor factor, unequivocally, must start to improve in the next day, week, month, and before the year ends. 2016 is going to be right around the corner. You have less than 60 days to create the compounded effect, and it begins tonight by the decisions you create and the belief that you live in. Your sense of certainty must unequivocally come from love, come from passion, come from joy, come from bliss. And as you start to do that, that's when you become enlightened. This is when the centrifugal force begins. That's the undertow. It means people begin to show up. Situations begin to show up. You must look for the signs and clues on the journey. If you're not consciously aware, you're checked out. If you're checked out, you can't be checked in. You want to be in your body, not out of your body. When you're in your body, your level of awareness is completely different. You sense, see, taste, feel. It's a whole different level of awareness. As you start to come from that place called joy, bliss, and love, once again, you change what you attract. Your habits as a millionaire, here's where it begins. It begins with you. It begins with your belief. You must believe and have a sense of certainty. You must believe that you will not be denied, and you must believe that you're going to rank advance. You must believe that you're going to be able to attract people, and your self-talk must be stellar. The way you communicate with yourself will be a byproduct of your belief. If you're in disbelief, you'll say things like, this always happens to me. You'll say words in your communication style like, guess, don't know, I need to. You'll use these words over and over to telegraph your commitment-phobic state of consciousness. You cannot commit when you're commitment-phobic. You can't commit from need. You can only commit from commit. You must be committed one day at a time over a long career to create the skills, habits, and mindset of the professional you are one day becoming. Words do not return void. Someone's stating here right here on Periscope, I believe I am worthy, I am enough. People are saying, I am worthy. You're right, you are worthy. You also want to let go of these two situations, struggle and suffering. Struggle and suffering unequivocally depletes your energetic state. Struggle and suffering, it wears out your adrenal and lymphatic system. It just absolutely keeps you in an emotional toxic state. You cannot attract your reality, people, and situations when you're neurochemically addicted to disappointment. When this always happens to you, when you do too much for people, you set them up to disappoint you, then you get to be right. Would you rather be right or would you rather be prosperous? You want to ask yourself this. And so many people go to great lengths to continue to be right. And these type of people find the flaws. These are the type of people, they find the flaw in the system. And they do the yeah butting. You want to be very acutely aware and listen to people's communication style. The way they communicate will dictate to you where they are emotionally and neurologically. The more you ask questions and listen, the better you can understand the way someone communicates with themselves. The way they communicate with themselves should also be a telegraph and or a clue so you can differentiate between a suspect and a prospect. You are seeking qualified buyers, people who seek what you have, people who are open to what you have, and you want to spend less time trying to convince someone who isn't what you're looking for. And you have to really learn to understand what that means. What does it mean? It means that you become so acutely aware that in the first few words you can tell whether this is someone you want to spend any time with. And that doesn't mean you judge people. It means you know people. People are predictable. The more you understand people's predictability, the less likely you are to make mistakes. And mistakes are another key component. If you want to become a millionaire or a decamillionaire, you have to let go of your anxiety about making mistakes. Many people go to great lengths not to fail. They go to great lengths not to make a mistake because they don't want to get in trouble, be judged, offend someone, or say the wrong thing. None of that computes if you're a millionaire. None of that even means anything because the meaning of what it means, it doesn't mean anything. It means it's a story. The more you let go of the stories that don't serve you, you'll change your story. Your new story is your vision. That's what you see yourself becoming. The story you create is the outcome that you're one day going to live. The outcome of your clearly defined goals, the clearly defined goals that you develop are going to either be able to empower you. If you don't have clearly defined goals and you have wishes that you don't achieve, then you become disempowered and disappointed. So when you start to develop your niche, that's when you start to get rich. Your niche is what you become good at. You may become really good at lead generation. You may become good at writing posts. You may become good at being able to mentor and model people. There's certain areas of your enterprise you want to become exceptionally skilled at. Now, my niche was asking questions. I became exceptional at asking questions, 5 to 15 words in a sequence. I also became exceptional at listening, hearing what was meant that was not said. I also became very skilled at prospecting. Prospecting keeps you in the game. Whether you prospect online, whether you prospect on the telephone, in person, wherever you prospect, It's the same situation. You become skilled at asking the questions, qualifying for the buyer's products, services, benefits, and features, and most importantly, selling the dream. When you begin to change your story and let go of the past that does not serve you, then you can reinvent yourself and re-educate your expectations. If you continue to hold on to old expectations where this always happens to me, then you'll be and stay disappointed. As you re-educate your expectations, you let go of your subconscious that reflects and refracts old feelings and old events to your unconscious. You begin to understand cause and effect, why you do what you do. Then you start to live in your conscious awareness. When you're acutely aware, it means your peripheral vision change, your mind sight changes, your mindset changes, who you are, what you're being, and what you attract starts to line up. That's when they show up. When you start to show up, they show up. When you continue to avoid, the people you seek are not going to find you. They're going to end up in someone else's circle of influence. It's just like this. The parking space is always there, but you never see it because you're looking for the parking space in the back of the lot because that's what you expect. When you expect to park up front, mystically, magically, and mythically, the parking space is there. It was always there. It means the water was parted, but you couldn't see it, the forest for the trees, because how overwhelmed, how over-obligated, and how over-anxious you are. When you begin to let go of this kind of anxiety, you begin to attract people and situations that begin to foster change with you. Prosperity partners begin to show up. Your law of averages is different. Your law of alignment begins to change. People begin to show up. You can't explain it. You must experience it. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially a call, has been recorded, will be available for podcast and playback tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time, 9:00 Pacific. For those of you on Periscope tonight, thank you very much for dining in. Thank you for all your great comments. I appreciate you. November 21st, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. December 5th, Long Island, New York. December 19th, Marina Del Rey, California, in the beautiful city of Los Angeles. And then January 13th, I'll be launching January 13th on Wednesday from noon until 4, Millionaire Blueprint, Dallas, Texas. Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, thank you very much, everyone. Have a great evening. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Start to create some momentum for the holidays. And whatever you do, do not take your foot off the gas for the holidays. Change your story about typically how you perceive the holidays. Have a great evening, everyone.